And greetings, brethren. We're going to again take a look at some prophecies. And we're going to see that today's sermon is perhaps the most important information that we are going to receive in a long time. Let's first of all go to Revelation 17 and let's look at some scriptures and prophecies. And let's understand it the way that it was understood when the Reformation was being formed. And the thing that is important is this, is that in every age there is some truth in the interpretation of prophecy for that age. Now, in Revelation 17, let's begin here in verse 1. And one of the seven angels who had the seven vials spoke with me, saying, "Come here." I'm reading from the New Translation. "And I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters," which then down in verse 15 says, "The waters that you saw where the whore sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages." Now back to verse 2. "With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Then he carried me away in the spirit to the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast that had seven heads and ten horns and full of names of blasphemy. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and was adorned with gold and pearls and precious stones, and she had in her hand a golden cup filled with abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And across her name was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And after seeing her, I wondered with great amazement." Well, the Reformers properly interpreted this as the Roman Catholic Church, seeing what it said, and going by the principle, you shall know them by their fruits. And so they properly labeled this as the Church of the Antichrist, and the Pope as Antichrist, which is absolutely true, was true then, is true now. However, they didn't equate the daughters, because she's the mother of harlots, did not equate the daughters with the rest of the religions of the world. And so today, when we look at it, when we see Mystery Babylon the Great, we see a greater fulfillment of that, a greater description of it. And we're going to see it fulfilled in a greater way. Now, it's interesting that the system here in Revelation 17, the woman is riding the beast. And in riding the beast, that fulfills and properly shows what the Roman Catholic Church did for 1,000 years. They ruled with temporal power over all the kingdoms of Europe and every kingdom that they could rule over. So it's proper that the woman was riding the beast. Now, however, when we come to Revelation 13, which is at the time of the end, and here we find that the roles are reversed. Now let's begin in verse 1. "And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns." So it's the same system, now being regenerated in a different way. "And on its horns 10 crowns, and on his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which you saw was like a leopard, and its feet like the feet of a bear, its mouth like the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave its power and his throne and his great authority. And I saw one of its heads, as it were, wounded to death, and its deadly wound was healed, and the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. And they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war against him?" Now, this is quite a thing. We have today the Harry Potter age, which is very important, and the Lord of the Ring age, where that everything now is moving toward an occult society, and occultism worships Satan. Years ago, paganism, if you said to someone, well, look, what you're doing is pagan, they would say, oh, I don't want to do that. Today, if you say it's pagan, they say, hey, that's cool. See? And they want to do it. And they want to find out more about it. So now with a generation of young people who are going to be spoon-fed with Harry Potter after all the cartoons and Disneyland and everything that they've been nurtured on up to that point, which is holy witchcraft indeed, we are going to have a generation that will worship Satan the devil. Now let's continue on and see about this beast power. And let's see what happens. And he opens his mouth in speaking great things, and blasphemies was given to him, and authority was given to him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those that dwell in heaven. And it was given power to make war against the saints. So this is going to come at the end. And overcome them, and it was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. Now that's coming. We already now have the institution of the International Criminal Court. We are going to see that in order to solve the problems of the world, the UN is going to be given greater and greater power. And that's going to fulfill what this is. And out of that system then will come the man of sin, the son of perdition, as we find in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. And he will go into the temple of God, and he will say that he is God, and he will be worshipped as God. Now, verse 8. All who dwell on the earth shall worship it, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now, the ones who have the Holy Spirit, then, will be the only ones who will understand the times and what is happening. Now, we'll see that in a minute, because we have reached a point in prophecy which we can say is the beginning of the end. Now, verse 9, if any man has an ear, let him hear. If anyone goes into gathers into captivity, he shall go into captivity. If anyone kills with a sword, he must be killed with a sword. And here is the endurance and the patience of the saints, that is, they do neither one of those. Now, verse 11 is the key. So let's read this and let's understand how they understood it at the time of the Reformation and how they understood it at the time when Sabbath keepers began to be prominent, and how it was even understood up through the Church of God Seventh Day and into the Radio Church of God and into the beginnings of the Worldwide Church of God. Because there are certain things that when you read it, if you have absolutely no knowledge or not even a hint of the coming technology that we know today, there is no way you can truly understand it. And so when people would ask questions about it, they would come up with an interpretation of it. However, the interpretation, though it did have a semblance or ring of truth to it, it was not really a correct interpretation. Now let's begin with verse 11. And I saw another beast rising out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. Now the two horns, I think we can safely say after seeing the world seen today, that there are two individuals who are called Your Holiness. One is the Pope and one is the Dalai Lama, and they are the ones who will work together and bring the religions of the world together. Now they didn't know that back then. And it exercises all the authority of the first beast before it, and it causes the earth and those that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So this second beast then endorses the first beast as God. Now they didn't understand it then. And when they come down here to what the mark of the beast is, they had a different interpretation for it. Now, we'll read on and we'll see what that is. And it performs great wonders, so that it even causes fire to come down to the earth from heaven in the sight of men. And that'll be real fire. And it will be a real bona fide miracle designed to deceive, and as Jesus said, that they could deceive even the elect. And it deceives those who dwell on the earth by the means of the wonders that were given to it to perform in the sight of the beast, saying to those who dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, or for the beast, which had the wound by the sword and yet was alive. Now, if you don't have the tape, The Hour of Temptation Coming on All the Earth, be sure and write for it, because I go through and explain that very thoroughly, which explains verse 14 in greater detail. And it was given power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast could also speak, and it causes everyone who will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And it causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark upon their right hands and in their foreheads, so that no one may have the ability to buy and sell unless he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now here's how they explained it, because it was true that the Catholic Church went against all of those who rebelled. And the Catholic Church did kill a lot of Christians. And also, when it came time for Sabbath keepers to interpret this, here's how they interpreted. They said that, since the sign of God is his Sabbath, therefore, this mark has got to be the sign of the Roman Catholic system being Sunday with all of its holidays. So therefore, that's how they interpreted, but that's not correct. Because if you don't buy and sell on the Sabbath because you keep the Sabbath, and if the world closes everything down on Sunday, you can't buy and sell on Sunday, can you? But you can buy and sell on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So that could not possibly be the correct interpretation. And this could not be understood until this time in which we are living now. Now, I've given many, many sermons on the mark of the beast and what's going to happen and how it's going to come and the things that will take place. And now we will see that the time is here. You remember the story of Paul Revere. What is it? One by land, two by sea, or is it two by sea, one by land, and then he went on his horse and he said, "The British are coming, the British are coming, the British are coming." Well, we've said for years, the mark of the beast is coming, the mark of the beast is coming, the mark of the beast is coming. And now, it is here. Now, when I did the sermon, "Where Are We in Prophecy?" I read something about a family in Florida that's going to have the implant of this, what you have in your hands, if you look at the printout. Here it is. Okay? You have right there a blown-up picture of what the verichip will look like, which is the size of a grain of rice. Now, let's read something here. Before we do, I would just want to mention one thing. That during the Reagan administration, they wanted to have a national identity card. And someone in the council meeting, wherever it was, he said, "Well, let's tattoo everyone." And Ronald Reagan said, "That's the mark of the beast." So that ended any national identity card. Now with 9/11, everything has changed, and the psychology of the people has changed. And the attitude of the public has changed, except those who really study their Bibles. So let's begin reading here. Big Brother gets under your skin with microchip. The first microchip will be implanted in U.S. citizens. Where will it lead? VeriChip, a hotly debated implantable microchip, is currently being reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration for use in humans as an implanted ID that would store medical and security information. Circle the word security. It is initially touted as a means of quickly providing critical medical information, especially in cases where the patient is unable to communicate. But civil libertarians have expressed concern that eventually such chips could contain all of an individual's private information, or it could be abused in Big Brother fashion. But of course, that'll never happen. And of course, you know, the income tax, you know, it was only going to be 1%, and it would never rise more than that. See? Until they connived a war to raise it. Applied Digital Solutions, oh, and by the way, we still have it, don't we? And much more than during wartime, don't we? Yes. Applied Digital Solutions, ADS, on February 7th, announced the formation of VeriChip Corporation as a new subsidiary. Now, why would they start a new corporation? Well, in case of lawsuits, then, Applied Digital Solutions can still continue to function. That's why. On December 19, 2001, ADS announced the VeriChip, an implantable device about the size of a grain of rice that could be used to store information about the person who carries the implant. Now, I might mention as we're going along here that this, it says right there on the byline at the top, just above the author's name, it says exclusive to American Free Press. Well, American Free Press was the successor to the Spotlight magazine. Now, the Spotlight magazine was exposing the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, and the Federal Reserve and all their hanky-panky, so it conveniently burned down. So now, they resurrected it with American Free Press. So I just thought I would mention that. So let's continue on here in the article. Miniaturized implantable identification technology with multiple medical, security, and emergency applications is the motto of VeriChip Corporation. The VeriChip stores 6 lines of text. It emits 125 kilohertz radio signal, which comes right from the body. It needs no battery. And this signal can be picked up by a special scanner up to 4 feet away, whereby the stored information can be downloaded into a monitoring device. ADS, the VeriChip plan, and the VeriChip plan to market the chip in the United States as a medical device that would allow hospital workers to download medical information immediately when they are handling implanted patients. Now, you see, everything starts out with good. VeriChip initially stated that the chip would be marketed solely as a voluntary implant for medical purposes, but recently has asked the government for permission to market the chip to be used for ID purposes in airports, nuclear plants, and other high-security facilities, reported CBN News. So it's already expanding, you see. And just wait and see. We have another terrorist attack, and they will begin accepting this as security devices, as security identification in these high-risk places. VeriChip is not the first of its kind. In 2000, ADS quietly introduced the Angel technology, and I gave a sermon on that when that came out, the precursor of the VeriChip. Angel technology was an implantable chip, much like VeriChip, that could be used to track humans by global positioning satellite. So this tells you what they're going to do. Okay. Angel technology was proposed in a two-step fashion. First as an external wristwatch receiver, and then as an implant. Angel's marketing also focused on its potential medical uses. for use on people with Alzheimer's and other mind-impairing diseases, but at that time there was little public support for such a device. Now let's continue on with the article. CEO Richard Sullivan. Very interesting name. That's an Irish name, isn't it? I wonder if he's an Irish Catholic. He remarked, "With the recent tragedy, September 11th, it is our duty to expedite the development process and offer Digital Angel in its current beta form." Now, what is beta form? Well, their first development is alpha form. Beta form is one which is increased and miniaturized so it can have more information. Now, then the next one will be their alpha, beta, gamma. It will be their gamma form. And then their fourth one will be the delta form. And that's interesting because delta is a triangle in the Greek language. To use it, the current beta form to the rescue efforts of all agencies connected with national and personal safety and security. You see what that is doing? This means the FBI, the police, sheriff department, fire departments, all of that would be brought into it. Digital Angel has many applications that can be used during this national tragedy. Since the chip has been announced, it has sparked a great deal of debate in media, provoking headlines like, "VeriChip likely to face privacy issue debate," but of course. Company wants to get under your skin with ID, and a microchip makes its mark, VeriChip and the Beast. Now you see, what the VeriChip Corporation and Applied Digital did when this first came out, they sent their representatives to the 700 Club and told Pat Robertson, well, now, this is not the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast says it's on your right hand or on your forehead, and this is in. So this couldn't be it. See. Now, you see, the reason why the second beast, being the religious beast, must okay this is because there are billions of Bibles out there, and people can read them, and people can read and understand what it says. And so, if they say, this is okay, this is not the mark of the beast, this is for security, this is for identification, and besides, you won't have your identity stolen anymore, we will know who you are, and you won't have to carry around all kinds of credit cards. You won't have to carry around ID in your wallet. It will be in you. Makes me wonder, are they going to approve implanting the prisoners down in Guantanamo Bay with the VeriChip so they can keep track of them wherever these terrorists go and not let them know that it's in there? Because you see, you can't even tell that it's there. And they can give them a shot, like saying, we're giving you an inoculation, and they can put it right in them. So, we need to keep our eyes peeled here. Continuing now with the article, supporters say that VeriChip is an advancement of technology that will be used to store medical information and be used to increase security. But many worry that such a device would take away from individual privacy, and they worry that the chip might be required or forced upon citizens. Well, just like the income tax, it was voluntary, wasn't it? But if you don't pay your taxes, guess what? It's enforced. Same thing. Satan always says you get a benefit. We'll see that in a little bit. Christians have been reported to criticize VeriChip due to its likeness in the Bible's reference to the mark of the beast in the book of Revelation, where it says, this is quoting from the NIV, and he also forces, the word there, causes, has the implication of force with it. And he forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, or free and slave, to receive a mark in his right hand or in his forehead, so that one could buy, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name, which is kind of an unusual translation there. Others are skeptical about the chip. A civilian family of three in Boca Raton, Florida, has already volunteered to be the first humans to be implanted with a microchip, though Dr. Richard Selig, medical advisor for ADS, had already given himself the implant in advance of FDA approval. Now, isn't it interesting? How many things have been enforced by a bureaucracy that have never been voted on in Congress, that never had the approval of the people, but because it is good for you, we're going to do this? That's what they've done with inoculations. That's what they've done with other things, isn't it? So the way that you take away the freedom in a republic or a democracy is that you have a bureaucracy that is able to make regulations with the force of law. Now, continuing with the article, family of three, yes. Yes, they are only waiting for FDA approval, which they will probably get. Selig implanted a chip in his arm and his hip area a few months ago. Yes, it's in my right forearm, and there is no bump or anything you can really see. If there are no delays, the implantable chip will be on the market in less than a year. Stephanie Murray of Palm Beach Daily News, that's what she reports. The implant will cost around $200. Now, let me tell you a report that I saw on Palm Beach and also in England. In England, they have surveillance cameras everywhere. Now, it's been a good thing because it's cut down crime over 30%. But they have them where they can watch all streets, all corners, all shopping centers, all malls. And they have the ability to facially identify people, and they have made over 700 arrests of criminals that they have caught on camera. The city of Palm Beach, which has hardly any crime rate because it's one of the richest per capita cities in the entire United States, if not the world, they are installing these cameras the same way that they have been in Britain, in all shopping malls, in all public places, on all street corners, in all banks, in all places where public gathers. Now then, let's advance this one step. Let's make the camera have the ability to read the chip. Now then, you can know who it is instantly. You will not be able to go any place without being surveyed. So you add to that the global positioning satellite, and they've got you. And this takes away all choice. See, that's why it is so damnable, because it takes away your choice. Now then, let's understand about the chip for the forehead. They have chips that they put in monkeys, where now monkeys are able, just by thinking, to play a game on a video and to make the game move. And it does it quicker than if they had a joystick in their hand, or the things that they do with the two little buttons in their thumbs. Now, what a perfect thing this would be for someone in war. Because all I have to do is look at something and think, and the weapons have been fired. Now also, they could have this. They could have it that those who receive it in the forehead, now that's a greater chip. That gives you greater access. That helps you mentally, that helps you get a better job, and so forth. So you can see how this thing can be, as it is implemented, be scaled out. And of course, have it on a voluntary basis. I'll read a little bit more about that in just a minute here, but let's continue. On January 24th, ADS announced that Verichip had signed a Latin American marketer for its as its first customer. Isn't it interesting that this in the hands of a dictator would be a thing that they really would want? And where are lots of dictators found? In Latin America. It's its first customer. The initial order exceeded 300, with anticipated first-year revenue reaching 2 million. Additional international orders valued at 1.5 million are under legal review and nearing completion, reports the Palm Beach Business Wire. The technology for VeriChip was originally developed by Dresdron Fearing, a subsidiary of ADS, to track laboratory animals, livestock, and to help locate lost cats and lost pet cats and dogs. Now, isn't that wonderful? You can find your dog. Well, now, what about all the kidnapped children? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Think how good this will be. All children born in hospitals must have the implanted chip put in them. So if they're kidnapped from the hospital, we can locate them real quickly, just like your car. You know, if you have a certain chip in your car, I forget what they call it, but if your car is stolen, then all you have to do is call the company and the police, and the chip is activated, and the information is sent to the police right where your car is, and they recover it within a couple of hours. Of course we need this for human beings. Aren't human beings much more, how should we say, valuable than a car? Now let me read a little bit more about this family, Jacobs, who's going to take this. Now this is another news release from Boca Raton. The family is going to, all three of the in the family are going to have it. Now here's what Leslie Jacobs says, the wife. We are definitely, wholeheartedly, in belief that this technology will change the world. Yes, indeed. And it really is an honor to be a pioneer in a technology like this. Her husband, Jeffrey, and son, a 14-year-old son, Derek, said they share Leslie's pioneering attitude about VeriChip. We're doing something that's good for mankind, Jeffrey said. I feel like I'm going with the flow of nature and doing exactly what we're here to do, to improve the problems of the world. Now let's go back to Genesis 3 and let's see something important. Every time that Satan causes people to sin, he doesn't say, well, let's go sin. He doesn't say, well, let's go against God. He says, look, think about this. There's a benefit for you. It's like this. Isn't this good? Isn't this wonderful? This is a benefit. Now remember what Satan said. Satan came to Eve and said, well, God has said you shouldn't eat of any of the trees of the garden. And verse 2, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree that's in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not die, just like they're saying here, this is not the mark of the beast. You shall not surely die. For God knows, and in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now just think, if you have this chip in your forehead, think what it's going to do to increase your mind, and increase your thinking capacity, and increase your intellect. To where you can sit right down before a computer and you can think and it will be done. Isn't that a marvelous benefit? See, but they don't tell you that what they are going to develop with these is not just a chip of identification. It's going to be what is called a transponder. The little VeriChip that you have a picture of is a transmitter. A transponder transmits and receives. So they will be able to send signals. They will be able to control moods. They will be able to do things, see. So under the guise of doing good, and just like Eve, these people think it's good. They think it's wonderful. And the woman saw, verse 6, that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. And we'll see in just a minute what they say about this. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he ate, he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, etc. So there's the rest of it. Whenever Satan comes along with a lying deception to get people to sin or go against God, there's always a benefit. It is always for good. And surely, you can't be against keeping babies from being kidnapped in hospitals, can you? And surely, you can't be against having a foolproof way so identity theft cannot occur. And surely, you would want to help those who have Alzheimer's disease lest they get lost? Why, you see, if you oppose that, then you're a radical. If you oppose that, then you are against the society. Now, continuing on here, it says, Jeffrey Jacobs, for him, the Verichip could be a lifesaver. He has been severely disabled with Hodgkin's disease and a serious car accident. He says that if he's ever unconscious, the device will provide instant electronic access to his complicated medical history and long list of medications, saving valuable time and maybe his life. Oh, what if he gets in an ambulance that doesn't have the receiver to get the information? What are you going to do now? Well, anyway, let's go on with this. As a scanner passes over the chip, as it was demonstrated, Applied Digital Chief Technology Officer Keith Bolton said, "Now it wakes up, it has power. It transmits the information. As soon as it transmits the information, it goes back to sleep. No radiation, no power source of its own. It merely sits there, waiting to be activated." Now, isn't that nice? See, we're not intruding upon your privacy. This is just another form of identification. However, newer versions of Verichip will hold up to a megabyte of programmable information, versus the six lines of 126 characters. And some may include a global positioning tracking feature. Now, what if by law that becomes mandatory? And therein lies the problem. Ethicus wonders, who will be able to have access to the data? Can people be monitored? From how far? What about the right to privacy? The first concern is that it will fall into the hands of an evil, oppressive state. Well, always has. See, Hitler was nice when he started, wasn't he? He wasn't oppressive. He got jobs, he got the German economy going, he put the German people to work, and all of that was good, wasn't it? If you're thoroughly known, then you can be thoroughly controlled because they will know more about you than you want to be known. The other issue. Could the chip ever become mandatory like inoculation? I don't envision a time like that because we live in the United States of America, the land of freedom of speech and democracy. It's your choice. You elect to have a chip. Because it's going to provide a benefit to you. That's what Bolton says. Now, asking about it and thinking about it safe and the wave of the future, one of her co-workers said. But Leslie says the dialogue, or that is the argument back and forth concerning these things of the chip, strengthens my position. I think I'm intelligent. I think my husband is intelligent. I know my son is intelligent. And we wouldn't do anything without our research. Did you read the Bible? Son Derek doesn't escape the controversy. One friend from his band class thinks it's really weird. Another calls it cool. Still another says, I would wait till more people have it before I actually get it. So what you're dealing with is this. You're dealing not only with what they're saying, but here you have the psychological programming of the reader's mind. Well, if many people have it, it's okay. You see, the majority can't be wrong. Derek isn't the least bit concerned about the Verichip, after all. He's something of a computer genius, certified as a Microsoft systems engineer at age 12. In fact, it was his idea for the whole family to get chipped. It's brand new. It really hasn't been done in humans, Derek said. It may have been done in animals, but it's totally a different story when it's put in humans. It's used for different purposes. It's great technology. And if you're the first person, it's pioneering. Applied Digital wouldn't say when it will get Food and Drug Administration approval for the chips, but the Jacobs say that it's just a matter of weeks. When the company gets approval, the Jacobs will have the surgery. However, they probably will not be alone very long. Applied Digital Solutions says it already has received requests from 2,000 kids across the country wanting to get implanted themselves. Isn't that something? The Harry Potter generation wants to get chipped. So we need to understand, brethren, what these things mean, what these things are, and how this can be. Now let's go back. And we'll look at some of this here in Revelation 13. Let's just think for a minute. What if we have another terrorist attack? And what if it's against a big company, and the company says, all right. Now, we know this technology is out there, so we are going to require it of all of our employees. And if you don't have it, you can't work here. And then other corporations do the same thing. You can see what it's going to lead to. You can see the difficulties and problems. But you see, being on a voluntary basis, I'm sure what they're going to do, they're going to be having stories in the media about how good this is and how it works for this family and that family and all of those who volunteer to have the implant, that this is a good thing. Now, add in another terrorist attack, such as a nuclear plant, power plant, blowing up, or a dirty nuclear bomb going off. Then they will increase the security even more, and security and control is the name of the game, and that's what they want.